O Lord, open our lips, and our mouths will declare your praise. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The scripture for today is Psalm 145, verses 1 through 9. Let's prepare our hearts to hear from God's word as we listen to Psalm 145 by Brian Eichel. A repetitive drum and guitar pattern create consistency while the singer croons adapted text from today's psalm in continuous descending phrases. The effect proves meditative at first, then becomes more jubilant as the volume increases and the overall tone becomes a more intense form of praise.
I will bless you all of my days, Lord. I will praise you always, my God and King. I will bless and honor your name, Lord. Always and forever my soul will sing. Such a vast, unsearchable greatness, great is Yahweh, worthy of all our praise. Let your people sound through the ages, all your awesome works till the end of days. We have seen your splendor.
Psalm 145, verses 1 through 9. I will extol you, my God and King, and bless your name forever and ever. Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever. Great is the Lord, and greatly to be praised. His greatness is unsearchable. One generation shall commend your works to another, and shall declare your mighty acts. On the glorious splendor of your majesty, and on your wondrous works I will meditate. They shall speak of the might of your awesome deeds, and I will declare your greatness. They shall pour forth the fame of your abundant goodness, and shall sing aloud of your righteousness. The Lord is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. The Lord is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. The psalm presents us with a powerful example of the practice of gratitude. The psalmist here is fixated on the goodness of God. He declares God's greatness over and over again, and he commits to doing so daily, as he says in verse 2, "Every day I will bless you and praise your name forever and ever." Throughout the Bible, we are called to give thanks like this, to praise the Lord, to bless his name, to thank him for his awesome deeds. And interestingly, social scientists have discovered all sorts of positive benefits that correspond with the practice of gratitude. Studies have shown that those who intentionally make giving thanks a habit sleep better, go to the doctor less often, show less depressive symptoms, and are generally happier and more satisfied with their lives. Shai Davidi, an academic psychologist and professor of psychology, commented, "It's just amazing how many positive correlates there are to gratitude." But is Thanksgiving just a silver linings mentality, forcing yourself to look on the bright side of life? For the Christian, is it just a sort of spiritualized, naive optimism? Not at all. I like what the writer Paul Miller has to say about Thanksgiving. He writes, "Thanking God restores the natural order of our dependence on God. It enables us to see life as it really is." The Bible tells us that all of life is a gift, and the practice of giving thanks brings us back to reality. See, despite what we're facing, no matter how challenging things may be, God is still worthy of our praise. His goodness and righteousness are abundant. He is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. He is good to all, and his mercy is over all that he has made. So if you made it a habit to bless and praise the name of the Lord on a daily basis, how has God shown up this week, this morning? In the moments that follow, I'd encourage you to take some time to reflect on that and to give our God the praise that he is due. Let's close now with the Lord's Prayer. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For yours is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory forever. Amen.